EERP systems. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines enterprise resource planning, ERP, as a framework for organizing, defining, and standardizing the business processes necessary to effectively plan and control an organization so the organization can use its internal knowledge to seek external advantages. An EERP system provides extensive databanks of information, including master file records, repositories of cost and sales, financial details, analysis of product and customer hierarchies, and historic and current transactional data. ERP software is a modularized suite of business applications that are seamlessly integrated to provide automated interactions and a common source of data. ERP systems are built around a large database with shared access to data and include a number of transactional modules. For example, planning, manufacturing, purchasing, human resources, finance, sales, logistics. ERP systems are common in large and mid-sized companies and are being adopted by smaller firms. Even in companies already set up for enterprise resources planning, however, there is room to enhance the system's capabilities and to add new modules. Moreover, there is the evolving challenge of linking the ERP systems of supply chain partners. Without vision or direction, EERP is just a set of applications. With them, EERP will provide the visibility and efficiency needed to see where the business is going and where it can be steered. Exhibit 2-8 shows how an ERP system supports multiple business functions and can be extended to include more advanced systems, such as advanced planning and scheduling. Exhibit 2-8, EERP system functionality, EERP database, and shared master data. A key feature of EERP systems is a shared central database. ERP databases provide a single storage location for all types of data. This minimizes data redundancy and enables the various modules to create, access, and modify the same data. The EERP data warehouse contains a number of files or categories of data. The following are relevant to supply chain management. Customer files contain all information on individual customers, including terms of sale, records of transactions, and customer service notes. Product price files contain all data on the firm's products and services, including quantity discounts, standard costs, and physical characteristics. Supplier files list all suppliers for the organization, allowing the organization to consolidate suppliers and find economies of scale. Open order files contain all current or potential product orders from multiple channels, including special shipping or handling requests. Purchase order, PO, files are all open orders to suppliers, including MRO, maintenance, repairs, operations. Bill of Material, BOM, files list product components and raw materials. Inventory files show, by location, all available raw materials and finished goods and forecasts of when work in process, WIP, inventory will be available. Order and PO history files show past purchases and sales for forecasting and budgeting. These master data are shared among the transactional modules. For example, information in a vendor master file may be used by purchasing, finance, and planning. Material master information may be used by purchasing, planning, and logistics. Location information may be used by planning, purchasing, logistics, sales, human resources, and others. EERP transactional modules. The EERP transactional modules are where all user interactions with the system occur, such as placing orders, moving inventory, billing customers, or paying suppliers. These modules are numerous, and companies can implement one, many, or all of them, and may implement them sequentially or all at once. Decision makers use the EERP planning module to gather input data and analysis when developing tactics aligned with strategy. For the supply chain, this includes research and development, funding and required returns, product line decisions, and marketing strategies. Analytical and forecasting tools in this area use ERP data as well as external market intelligence. The strategic goals set in this area are translated into department-specific goals. Sales and operations planning is a key tool that works to synchronize supply with demand, allowing strategic plans to be regularly adapted to current circumstances. S&OP is discussed in more detail elsewhere. S&OP decisions feed into master production scheduling, material requirements planning, bills of material, scheduling, capacity, and other planning methods. The results of S&OP are also fed into other modules, including sales, manufacturing, purchasing, finance, and logistics. Each of the other modules shown in Exhibit 2-8 will have a range of functions from the strategic to the transactional. Review the exhibit to see some of the functions of these transactional modules. ERP system, evolution to advanced systems. Most ERP systems originated as material requirements planning, MRP, systems that grew over time to include manufacturing resource planning, RPII, functions, and then continued to add modules. Therefore, these supply planning functions are often described as the core of EERP. The outer ring of Exhibit 2-8 shows that EERP systems are continually evolving and adding new functionality, such as CRM, SRM, SCEM, TMS, WMS, Engineering Change Control, ECC, or IPS. ECC, also called Engineering Change Management or Engineering Change Order, is a way to ensure that product designs follow a change authorization procedure. Advanced systems may be part of the same EERP system, but often they exist within separate systems. These systems will link back to the EERP system and leverage the shared EERP data. They may send instructions back to the EERP system for processing. For example, an IPS system may determine an optimized production plan/schedule, but it will not execute that plan. It will send the plan back to the EERP system to process. Even older EERP versions provide value, such as automating processes to increase efficiency and reduce errors. ERP systems incorporate best practices in their conceptual models, which enables process improvements, but also means that an upgrade is required to use innovations, such as moving from a product-oriented push model to a customer-oriented pull model. More advanced versions shift the focus from internal optimization to external relationships and efficiencies, such as collaborative commerce and supply chain management. With advanced versions of EERP software, supply chain partners are able to make better decisions by relying on data transformed into business knowledge, link management pay to supply chain performance through built-in performance measurement tools, adopt operational methods such as build-to-order, direct-to-customer, and lean manufacturing. Connect one EERP system to others in the supply chain and use web-based, open, and component-based systems to regularly adapt the business model. Provide global access to operational data for all supply chain partners. Free up capacity and resources to pursue new business opportunities. Perform collaborative planning using cross-industry and industry-specific EERP systems. EERP versus best-of-breed systems. There are several ways to construct an EERP system. All modules can be purchased as a package from one vendor. Some modules can be purchased from one vendor with other modules added. Or best-of-breed modules can be bought from multiple vendors. When an application is available from both a best-of-breed vendor and an organization's EERP vendor, which should be chosen? The advantages of using a module from the EERP vendor include the following: simpler and better integration, leveraged ownership of enterprise data, shorter user training, fewer vendors to work with, included in existing support contract, lower total cost of ownership, most of the time, vast development resources, including large development, industry-specific staffs. On the other hand, many best-of-breed vendors have come up with industry-specific or otherwise highly tailored and cutting-edge solutions with the following advantages: faster to market with innovative functions and services, targeted industry expertise, niche market applications. For example, ocean-going vessel management may have more expertise in a specific functional area, such as warehousing, while an ERP vendor may have little expertise in this area, and their module's functionality may reflect the shortcoming. The best-of-breed companies will likely have the most innovative technologies first, and if a company is looking to use the technology to create a competitive advantage, such a purchase can differentiate the company until the technology becomes mainstream by EERP adoption. Also, if a business case requires a niche application, a more generic alternative offered by an EERP vendor may not suffice. Ultimately, the selection should come from a detailed analysis of the needs of the business versus each option's capabilities. Upgrades, new releases of EERP, or new modules. When a technology audit reveals a gap between current and required technology, the company may be able to get to the desired supply chain stage by implementing an upgrade or new release of its EERP system, or by purchasing a new module from the ERP vendor. Any of these changes has significant costs and should be justified by a positive return on investment analysis proven with measurable results. if the upgrade supports the top issues that the company would like to address, and if it satisfies key profit, performance, functionality, integration, time to market, and human resources criteria, then the upgrade will likely be a good investment. Other indications of a worthwhile upgrade include providing the following: better open architecture than the current system, easing supply chain communications and the process of later upgrades or add-ons. Unlike a proprietary architecture, an open architecture is software coded using certain standards to make its parts more interoperable and interchangeable. Better business information or metadata, data about data, such as not only knowing in-stock inventory, but also lead time for new stock, stock locations, and capable to promise. Faster learning curve and user-friendly abilities to speed acceptance. Full integration with currently disjointed systems. Increasing cost of maintaining old versions. Lack of vendor support. Upgrades take longer when the system infrastructure is heterogeneous and multiple duplication of effort is required for each different system. Multi-site coordination is also a factor in the speed and complexity of the process. Upgrading only the sites that will benefit from the change is an option, especially if communication between the versions is already part of the plan. Tracking the cost of each subsequent upgrade or release allows companies to assess the lifetime cost of the system. This cost should be measured by spending as well as time to delivery. EERP upgrades that can come into service quickly provide the most differentiation from competitors. An alternative to purchasing EERP software and periodically updating it is to use software as a service, SaaS. Many companies are starting to offer SaaS directly to their customers. Another advanced feature that organizations may want to add through the use of upgrades is cloud computing. Cloud computing would allow a geographically dispersed organization to maintain servers and databases in multiple locations while having them function as a single virtual system and database that can be accessed from anywhere. Note that cloud computing may use in SaaS model or purchase software. Configuration versus customization. For a software purchaser, configuration is adjusting system parameters from a process view without reprogramming the software's code. Configuration is typically a necessary step that results in entry fields and lists being populated with the organization's cost centers, transaction codes, customer codes, and so on. Configurable software is flexible and cost-effective, but has limitations, so the software must still be a close match. Customizing is reprogramming the software's code or adding on to the software's code to get the application to do what it was not originally designed to do. ERP vendors create systems by interviewing thousands of firms and, in general, design the systems to cover the top 80% of requested functionality. Costs tend to rise quickly if software is selected below the 80% threshold level, partly due to the increased need to customize the software. Customized ERP systems are inflexible, and customization beyond a few minor and necessary adjustments has many costs and pitfalls. Customization to meet the remaining 20% of strategic goals can be worthwhile, but should never be applied to the 80% that does fit. Customization should be used only to enable meeting indispensable business requirements, and, in practice, far less than 20% of a system should be customized. A firm is generally better off upgrading current hardware, databases, software, and business processes to best practice standards rather than customizing EERP to fit existing systems. A similar argument against customization could be made for many types of software.